Hello.
Hello, Calvin.
Hey, how you doing? Did we just disconnect?
Yes.
I was like, oh my goodness.
Okay. Is this better though? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. That's better.
I ain't gonna let you down, okay?
All right. And then, can I get your social?
Yes, ma'am. It's 427-51-3707.
Thank you. And then how did you learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
How did I find out about it?
Yes. How did you know they were related?
I literally just saw the stuff on the news and on the internet. So that made me just go ahead and go get checked out. I just wasn't feeling right and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And when was that, when you became aware that it was related?
When did I find out?
Yeah. What year?
It was around, it wasn't too long ago. I don't know what year, maybe sometime earlier last year or something like that.
Okay, 2023. And then what is your height and weight?
You said my height and weight?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm 5'7". Hello?
Yes, and then your weight?
So I weigh, right now, probably, I think I weigh like maybe 203 pounds maybe right now.
Okay, and then is this your main cell phone number, the 213-431-2938?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your email address?
Calvin Sims, my first and last name. 1984@gmail.com.
Right. And how many times per month would you say you sprayed Roundup for?
Well, I used it twice a week. So about, I say like 8 times a month.
And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes, ma'am.
And you said you started in February of 2013 and stopped July of 2019?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
No, ma'am. I just used what they certified me use, like, you know, like the little just glasses and gloves. But that's nothing spectacular.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what states were you using the Roundup in?
What state?
Yes.
Mississippi.
Mississippi. And if you had to estimate how many times you sprayed it throughout your lifetime, what would you say? It could be over 10 times, over 20 times.
I mean, I used it for 6 years. So, you do with the I know I've sprayed it over 500 times.
Over 500?
Over 500.
Okay. And then do you get your water from a well?
No, ma'am.
And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And the type of Roundup that you were using, was it concentrate or premix?
Concentrated.
And where were you purchasing that from?
Home Depot.
Do you have any receipts, empty bottles, anything like that?
Yeah, I have receipts, but I have to look for them. They're in storage.
Okay. Right. And have you ever smoked?
No, ma'am. I don't smoke. I don't drink.
Okay. And are you currently employed?
Yes, ma'am.
What is your current job title?
I work for the city of Canton, Mississippi.
You work for the city of?
Canton, Mississippi. So I do a lot of things, you know, depending on what the job is, cutting your yard, placing stuff. Whatever problems the city has, I just go out and fix it.
Okay. And then who is your current employer?
Say it again.
Your current employer?
City of Canton.
Is that city of, and then the last word is K-I-N?
No, C-A-N-T-O-N.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And then do you have an employer address?
Do I have the employer address?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. It's 226 East P Street. Peace, P-E-A-C-E Street. And that's Canton, Mississippi, 39046.
Thank you. And have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Did I lose any type of work?
Any time from work, yes.
Yes, ma'am.
How long would you say?
I don't know. So, like I said, I was hospitalized for like, how many days it was? I was in the hospital. I was hospitalized for like 10, 11 days. And then, you know, they had me being an outpatient for like 7 months. I really can't tell you exactly how many days it was.
Mm-hmm.
Because some days I felt kind of weird. And so I just went home and just took off work.
Oh, I
see. I could probably access that information from my job.
Okay. All right. And then have you ever been in the military?
No, ma'am, I haven't.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation?
No, ma'am.
And other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then do you have medical records that could show your diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am.
Right. And can I get the name of that hospital where you were diagnosed?
University of Mississippi Medical Center.
Sure. Is that the one on 2500 North State Street?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then do you remember your physician's name?
Say it again.
Do you remember your physician's name?
Oh, my physician's name. Yes, ma'am. It was Dr. Kristen Walters Haygood. And I have the number as well if you need that.
Okay. And what is her number?
601. 200-4970.
Thank you. Okay. And then when was the last time you were treated?
The last time I was treated?
Yes.
It was in April, I believe.
April of what year?
2020.
Okay. April. And then how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
Well, I mean, it was tough dealing with it. at first, but, you know, like, I don't dwell on, you know, things that happen. I just move forward and just keep my head and with God and, you know, just keep going. But I had to go through a lot of stuff dealing with this missing work and, you know, just being sick and not able to do what I really wanted to do. I was having to go to the hospital and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And what was crazy is, you know, you wouldn't ever think you would, you know, go through something like that by just spraying something for the garden and stuff, you know?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Well, I'm so sorry you went through that.
Nah, it's fine. Like I said, it's over now. I don't, it's just crazy that you, now it's just coming out that, you know, that it was something wrong with it. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I won't be using it ever again in my life.
Right. Oh. And what type of treatment did you receive for the non-Hodgkin's?
What type of treatment?
Yeah.
They gave me, like, they gave me pain medication, like oxycodone. I did radiation therapy and chemotherapy.
Okay. Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Yes, ma'am.
Right. And does this person live with you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What is that phone number?
769-798-2169.
And your relationship to this person?
My brother.
Brother. And what is his first and last name?
His name is Derek. E-R-I-C. Sims.
That was D-E-R-I-C?
No, Eric. E-R-I-C.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. And have you used DocuSign before?
Have I used DocuSign before?
Yes.
Talking about, like, the little app?
Yes, where you sign electronically on your phone?
Yes, ma'am. I'm pretty familiar with it.
Okay. Then I just sent over the documents to you. You should receive it as a text link and an email link.
Yes, I just received them.
Okay, and then while you open that up, I'm also going to send you another text from my direct line just so you have my number.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I got it.
All right. And then the attorneys should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information and tell you the next steps. But I sent you their number just in case if you missed their call or you had any questions, you can reach out to them after 48 hours.
Okay.
All right. And that's all I need from you. Did you have any questions for me before I let you go?
No, ma'am. I just really appreciate all your help.
Of course. Well, thank you so much for your time. I hope it goes well.
Okay. Thank you.
Of course. Have a good day.
You too, ma'am.
Thank you.